Don't be that person that like gets a lot of Bible knowledge and then you think you're smarter than everybody else, because that's being puffed up. And it says that no one of you be puffed up for one against the other. You know, oh, I can't believe that they're only, you know, they're doing this with their kids or whatever. Hey, just why don't you worry about your own self and worry about where you're at, and don't put men above that which is written. That's a good rule to live by. So being puffed up is a prideful and ungodly attitude. And it really looks ugly on Christians. And a lot of people that get that way don't even realize that they're there. I'll admit, I've been here before. When I first got saved and I started going to a Baptist church, you know, I did start reading the Bible a lot. And I did start, the pastor started calling me the theologian. And that's not a good thing to be called, you know. But I didn't realize that what I was doing was like, I had too much knowledge too fast, and I was like, I was asking the pastor questions. It's not like I was rude to him or something, but sometimes, you know, you can get too much knowledge too quick, and it could be a bad detriment to your Christian walk. So, and if you think that you know more than everybody else, then you are puffed up, because you don't. So, look at verse 7. It says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive?" You know, this ability to get this knowledge that you have, you got that from somebody, didn't you? Who'd you get it from? You got it from God.
Yeah.
"And now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" See, people are glorying in things that they received.
Right.
And it's like, you got the ability to do that. Yeah, you did the study, but who gave you the ability to retain it? God did. And so every good gift is from above. Everything that we get is from above. It's from God. And so we shouldn't be glorying in the things that he's allowed us to receive. Now look at verse 8. It says, "Now you're full. Now you're rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men." So now the Apostle Paul is talking about how they're put last. You know, but people would look at the apostles and say, those guys are first. But he's saying that they're last. We're made a spectacle unto the world. The world's looking at everything that they're doing. And the Apostle Paul still to this day gets maligned by the Jews. You know, I was looking through YouTube videos today, and I saw where it says, "Paul, the great liar." And it's just like, no, you can't handle what he's saying. They can't handle what the Apostle Paul had to say, and the Apostle Paul had a lot of knowledge, didn't he? But he wasn't puffed up. See, there's an example of someone that had a lot of knowledge, but see, you gotta be able to take everything in, you know, with what you can allow yourself to do. You know, don't get puffed up and don't get all this knowledge and think you're better than everybody else. The Apostle Paul didn't do that. Now, you're like, well, I'm not the Apostle Paul. Well, yeah, I know that. But what he's saying is that God made them last. God made them spectacles for the world to see and look at. And then look at verse 10. It says, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but we are wise in Christ. We're weak, but you're strong. You're honorable, but we're despised." See, people will despise leadership and people like the Apostle Paul, and still do today.